Chof Zayin Nissen, Sunday the 7th of April, Rav Pinchas Breuer, the esteem of Torah.
First of all, good morning. One wants to talk in Yonah de Yoyma. It's not easy to know what in Yonah de Yoyma are exactly now. It's already after Yontif. But it's Yomei HaSfira, as everyone is aware of. And we have to understand what the meaning of the Yomei HaSfira are for us. Besides the mitzvah of counting, what it actually means for us in terms of what the hour needs at this point. Ki yadua, that the Chinuch says in Parshas Emor, everyone mentions it, the Chinuch says the tachlis of the sphere is really to prepare for Kabbalah Satoy. And we have an agenda. We have an agenda now of preparing ourselves and getting closer to Kabbalah Satoyah. It's not a simple thing just to say, I'm being the Kabbalah Torah, when Shavuos comes, I'll make sure to have my cheesecake ready and all that. There's much more to Kabbalah Satoyah, and much more needed in the preparation for it. If you notice, and I'm sure you do, in the tefillahs that we say by Sfiras HaOmer, there's a Ribono Shel Olam at the end. And there seems to be a talk about Taharo and Kedusha. We are mispalat to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should be zoicha, should be schus sefira soima, yesakin mashu pogamti b'sfiro, but a person might have sometimes been poigim in all the middos that the sfira really stand for, chagas nehim, chesed, gvura, teferet, it's more the mystical side, but there are in Yonim where a person with his wrongdoings might be poigim in the sfira soel yoinus. And we have to prepare ourselves for Torah in a way that we should be in a Tayyar and a Kaddish. As we continue there, and we say, Sakhar, the Tayyar is nafshesenu the ruchesenu is to him a cold seed of gum, ule tareinu ule kachenu, to purify us and to sanctify us. And the other thing is, this is not just an inyan bifne atzmoi, this is all a preparation for Torah. All that we are sanctifying and purifying ourselves in this period is in order to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Satoyah in the proper way. Kiyodua, the Zohar HaKodesh says that in the weeks of the Sfira, which later actually became the mitzvah of Sfira came up, but at the time of Yetzirah Mitzrayim, when Yidden went to prepare themselves for the Kabbalah Satoyah in the Midbar, they were also purifying themselves. In fact, the Zohar HaKodesh compares the 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos as being like Shivas Nikiyim, like the Shivas Nikiyim of an Isha is counting her days in order to prepare herself to purify herself, and to see that she's Noki, that she's pure and she's clean. Those are the weeks of Sfira as well. So if other people aren't to them in Hogim, hopefully, we don't cut our hair, those are able to don't cut their beards, hopefully, without the Aterim, with the Aterim, we're going to do that one. Of the Meiser, that's only the Mitzvah Hayoim, which are Chachom and Mechayim, and again, also because it has a connection to Kabbalah Satoyim. As we all know, that Yomei HaSfira was a period where the Talmidei Rab Kiva all died. 24,000 Talmidim, Gedoyli Yisrael, can imagine, one couldn't be a Talmud Rab Kiva if not. And all of them died. Why? Because of what? What was their grave sin that they had sinned? Simply because they had not been noye covered zeh bo zeh. They did not honor one another in the proper way. Of course that's a chet, but it has again a connection to Kabbalah Satoyah, as I'll soon explain. Why this chet of not being noye covered achneiroi is some pigam in Torah. It's not just the Aveira, the transgression itself, of having this bad character trait, bad midah, but it has connection also with the Indian of Kabbalah Satoyah. The reason is, we look at Torah as being something which is easily accessible. It sounds so. You just open up a Gemara, and today you have all types of Gemaras explaining Each paragraph and each bit of Gemara with such a clarity. Baruch Hashem, we have all the types of Gemaras. I don't know which forum structure you can put it into. I haven't got place. Not for the Mesifters and not for all this. We have the old Shas, which just about fits into our cupboards. And they give you a huge library. You have to have a huge house for that one. Oh, but Baruch Hashem, a lot of good things are being done today. But that's not yet all. It's not just a matter you sit down to the Gemara, and the Chop and the Chzu. We have to have a connection to Torah, and the main thing what the Mishnah in Ovah says, we have to be koine kinyone a Torah. And if the Mishnah says, that mem ches devorim, sha Torah niknis bohem. Now when we talk about kinyonim, in other kinyonim, in Choshev Mishpat, we all understand that kinyonim have to be done. When you want to purchase something, you have to purchase it in the way that Rachomim told us. You can't make your own kinyonim. It has to be done in the way. If it's kesef, if it's meshicha, if it's hakboi, if it's chotzer, whatever the kinyon is. Now let someone try and do some other kinyon, it wouldn't work. Because that's what the Chachomim established, these are the kinyonim. So if the Mishnah says that these are the memches dvorim, sha'atoiro niknis bahem, it's not only a tosefes milo to say, well, I have these memches dvorim as well. It's a condition. It's a tnai koidim lamaisa. That the only way you can be koine teure is with a memches dvorim. That very often you hear people saying, he's a Talmud Chochem. It's not so easy to be a Talmud Chochem, the real one I'm saying. Besides what Tosfos said, Mizman Hazeh is Nishdo, yeah, for certain yonim, we do still consider Talmud Chochem. But, Talmud Chochem, I saw once giving someone a title which I really liked because it sounded real. He says, he's a Talmud Chochem with a memches dvorim shal teure niknis bem. Not stand plain because you can learn a bit and you can quetch. That's not enough to be a Talmud Chochem. Man kann auch sein, a grobe Jung mittenlernen zusammen. You know what I'm saying? A grobe Jung. Do you know a bit of Yiddish? You know what a grobe Jung means? I can say it in English, perhaps. All right. Aber der Meise, Teure has to have the Memches Dvorim. Especially so in the Tamir of Rav Akiva, that they were part of the Mesoira of Teure. It's not that you had another yeshiva with a few Tamidim. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, many yeshivas. But the yeshiva of Rav Akiva were the ones who were supposed to be moiser, the Torah, from doya to doya. And to see to it that the Torah should pass over from generation in its entirety, with the whole purity that Torah has. And they being the Talmidim of Rav Akiva, who was the yesoid of Torah Shebal Peh, kulus dim Torah aliva de Rav Akiva. Their Torah had to be in a grade of purity which is untouched by any chisorin and any pegam. Would be a chisorin in the Mesiras HaTorah Medoy Ledoy. And therefore in their Torah, this loy noagu kovet zebuzer, which might be in other places, would not be considered a great sin. Of in their koyach HaTorah that they had, and what they were supposed to achieve, so even a slight pegam, of just of Lenoagu Kovit, Zebozer, not giving the right honor one to another. That's a pegam in the Torah, and surely in the Mesiras HaTorah, Midoy Ledoy. It's not easy when it comes to Moisar HaTorah, and believe me, every person has to be Moisar. I said it yesterday in Pirkei Avos. Every person in his own self, even though he's not the big shot, but he has to be Moisar HaTorah, his own Torah, give it over to his children and to his Talmidim, whatever he has, and any person he has an Ashpoy upon. So therefore, one needs to have Torah in its purity. The Torah is Kaddish Medusha Shol Milo. In actual fact, Torah is something, the Maral says, I think in Netzach Yisrael it says it, Torah is something which a person would not be able to absorb into himself. The reason being simply, because Torah is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. It's kuloi ruchni. It's spiritual from the beginning to the end. A totally pure thing. Void of any of the effects of Olam Hazeh. Whereas the person, Nebuch, we are down under here in this world, in the Olam Asir, and we have the Yetzer Hara to take care of. And the Yitzhahara does have an influence on everyone, in a slighter way, in a more stronger way, whatever. And therefore, we become what they call Chumri, in the Lashon of the Maral. We become Chumra. In other words, we have a part of us which is called, in the Lashon of Baal HaTanya, the chelik habehami, the animal chelik of a person. Not nice to say it, but it is like that. Because we do consist of the part of the beast that we have within us and the part of the angel, as the Oruch HaShulchan explained at the beginning of Shulchan Oruch HaChaim. And this combination we have to work upon to see that the animal part should become, the beastly part should become human. And we should be misgabel with the koyach haneshoma on the guf. That's the tachlis hachayim. But Torah cannot actually be niklat and be absorbed into a guf that's choyma. You know, there's an expression in the Chazal that says, chamoyer noise sforim. It's an interesting lesson. Chamoyer is a donkey carrying sforim. What is the meaning of it? Chamoyer is miloshen chumri. Anything that has to do with oilam azeh, sometimes a person can be noise sforim, have a lot of knowledge, and know a lot, even know a lot of shas. He's carrying the sforim on himself. But he himself is a choymer. He doesn't let the Torah be absorbed into him, therefore he's only a noise, like he's carrying it from above, but it does not enter his system, doesn't go into him, and surely not beget the kinyoni ha-Torah, which is needed as a requirement, as a condition to be able to be mekabel the Torah HaKdosha. So there's a lot of preparation to be done, and normally the Torah wouldn't even want to stay by a person. If he's chumri, the Torah feels very uncomfortable by him. Very uncomfortable to be set up in such a place which is totally alien to what the Torah actually stands for. The Torah is kulei kedusha, the Torah is kulei taharo, kulei shmoisof shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Rabban said in the Akdomah to Chumash. It's shmoisof shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're actually dealing kimat with the kaviyochel aline. By being dovek to Torah, we're dovek in the kaviyochel, in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So how on earth can we absorb him into our guf? When we have other tightness and retzoinus, which are totally unconducive and a stira, a contradiction to the Kedushas HaTorah. So here we have the Yemei HaSfira. And looking to it from a different angle altogether, the Yemei HaSfira are the days where we should be metaya and mekadish ourselves in a way that we should be able to absorb and be boileya and be koil toira kedusha when the time comes. When it comes to Kabbalah Satoira, we have to have the same Shiva Nikiyim that Klal Yisrael had when they came out of Mitzrayim. And I always say, you know, we say in the Seder night that Chayiv Odom Liras as Atzmoi Ki Ilu Hu Yotzo Mi Mitzrayim. So we relate this to the Seder night. It's a time we should think, and if we were in Mitzrayim, we have the Minhogim of carrying the Afikoyven and walking the four Amos and Mashal and all the things. It's not enough. We have to actually follow the path and the footsteps of Klal Yisrael reaching up to Kabbalah Satoira. The Lira is Kilo Yotzeh Mitzrayim, which the Torah refers to as being also a preparation, which is a precondition. I'm only taking you out of Mitzrayim in order to prepare you for Torah, which you will eventually receive. In Chodesh Sivan, in Har Sinai, we have to follow their path through the Midbar, and do the same thing that they did at those times. And the Zohar HaKodesh does say that the weeks of Sfira, which at that time meant the weeks before Matan Torah, the Yidden were actually purifying themselves in the Midbar. Versteht euch allein, they had their Nisyonis as well on the way, but Sof Kol Sof, they did reach out till Matan Torah, and when they did come there, Moshe Rabbeinu added on another few conditions, in order to prepare for Torah, Al-Tikshu, and Isho, and to Zachni spoke to them. And only then were we able to be mekabel the Torah. But at the same time, there's another condition mentioned in the Torah, that by Yichan Shom Yisroel Negedohav. The Inyan of encamping Negedohav, as Rashi says, Ke Ish Echot Belev Echot. That's also a precondition for Torah. And this is what the Talmid Rabbi Akiva were lacking, seems to be. This Ish Echot Belev Echot, by being not noyik covered one to another, they were lacking in the middle of the ish echod v'leiv echod, which the Torah sets as a precondition for Kabbalah Satoir. And therefore, we need a lot of preparation for Torah. And to see the Torah to want to stay with us. I just said over lately, I heard from a close contemporary of, or close confidant better to say, of Rebbe Eliashiv, Zecher Tzadik v'Kodesh Livroch, and I think today it's already mentioned in one of the books, but I heard it from the person himself. He happens to daven in my shul, I daven. So he said that he asked once Rabbi Yashiv, he said, you know what, I'm also learning in Koidel many years, and he's a Talmud Chochem, he's written for him. Piske Rabbi Yashiv, he's a very nice person as well. And he'd been learning tens of years in Koidel. He said, I don't know, Yashiv. He said to the Rebbe, whatever they ask you, you know, on the spot he gives an answer on the most difficult questions. And when he asks me, I fumble around, I start looking up, nothing's clear. And I cannot grasp the Indian to be able to give an immediate answer, as you can, the Chol Mitzvah HaTorah. So what's the secret, he asked him. So he asked him, said to him one thing. If you want to be Koine Torah, Rabbi Issa, it's not a simple word, without Hesech HaDas. You should not be Messiah Das from Torah. Don't remove your thoughts for any given moment from Torah. Be totally immersed in it. You have to get down to the Balabatim. What are they supposed to do? You should not be Messiah Das from Torah. So he asked Rebbe, and what is Hesech HaDas? Very nice. What is Hesech HaDas? When is it considered Hesech HaDas? So he lifted up his specs and his eyelids. And he said, this is Hesech HaDas. It's a Gemara. You know, the Gemara says, Hasoy feinecho boi veinenu. If you just lift up your eyes or lift up your eyelids from Torah, you look away for a moment, that is Hesech HaDas, he said. Hagon Rabbi Yashiv, Zechut Tzadik, and Kodin, that's what he had to say. Now, this is not an easy one. Talking to us, are they, our Hesech HaDas, and are they, I can give you so many examples of our Hesech HaDas. Now the question, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? If that's the way you're Koine Torah, and I added on something which can be said, and you can repeat it, if you like it, you can repeat it as well. At the end of the Siyum HaMasechta, what did we say? We said at the Siyum HaMasechta, Da Ton Aloch, the Da Toch Alon. What is the meaning of that? I'm thinking about you, and you should think about me. What are we trying to say? So I wanted to explain it with the Yerushalmi and Soif Brochus. A famous Yerushalmi, brought down in Rashi and Chumash. The Yerushalmi says, on the Posik, Im Tazveini Yoim, Yoimayim Ezvekoth. If you forsake me and leave me one day, I'll leave you for 2 days. So the Yerushalmi brings a moshel, a famous moshel of two people who met. They had an encounter, a rendezvous, they met each other. And then one of the two goes away, he leaves the other one, and he goes a day's distance away from this person. And then he went for a day away. So after a day, how far is he removed from his friend? A day's distance, 24 hours, whatever day means. But imagine, if these two people who met, if at the point of parting one from another, they both moved in opposite directions, not only one of them. The two of them moved into opposite directions. One went this way, the Tzatzofen, and one went the Tzadoren. How far removed are they one from another after a day? Not one day, but 2 days. Because each one went in a different direction. So it's 2 days. That's a pshat in the posik. Im tazveini yoim. What's it going to do with Torah? Now we think that when we in the Sir Das from Torah, you know, very often we just start thinking about other things in the middle of Torah or doing other things, being Messiah Das. So we think that the Torah is lying in waiting for us. I mean, so I just did what I had to do, and the moment I get back, I have the Torah with me again. Like it's waiting for this Mechutin to come back. But the Amis is not like that. If you remove your thoughts from Torah, Torah removes itself from you as well in the other direction. It's as if the Torah drifts away from you. And therefore, after a day's Hesech HaDas, or whatever time you'll be Messiah Das, for the same amount of time, the Torah went the other way as well. So after a day, you have to start looking back for the Torah, and you have to walk 2 days distance, not one. The meaning of that is, Torah has a certain kedusha in it, an aura of sanctity, that if your Messiah Das from it, the Torah does not want to stay with you as well. Not he's waiting for you. The Torah moves away. You have to cling to the Torah, but Hesech HaDas, without Hesech HaDas. So Rabbi Yashiv's Hesech HaDas was not to lift up his eyelid from Torah, which we can well understand. And Orai was like that because it's been proved. And secondly, for what he knew, he must have learned all the time. Even if he wouldn't know who he was. So we want to have Torah Agiptik. There was another thing that he said, Rabbi Yashiv. They also asked him, Somebody came up, he doesn't remember his learning. We're all in the same problem. I don't remember my learning. Don't stay with me. Don't remain with me. She asked him, how many times do you chazor? If you have a problem with not remembering your learning, how many times? Oh, he said whatever he said. If you chazor 40 to 50 times, that was his lashon arba'im v'chamishim pa'amim, and then you have a problem about not remembering, then we have to solve that problem. Then it becomes a problem. But before you've chazored 40 or 50 times, what do you expect? Can you imagine? All right, we'll forget about that one. To ask him to chazor once is too much. 40, 50 times to chazor, then you can start considering it as being a problem. So if you learn Torah that way, but there's much more to it, and I'll soon explain what I mean to say here. So first of all, before I get back to this point, so what are we supposed to do in our situation? Well, Hashem, we are experts in Hesach Hadas. I can give you so many examples of Hesach Hadas, even by B'nai Torah. Seriously speaking. A lot of Hesach Hadas. I'm not in a mood to go into examples, it will get me into trouble, I think. So we'll just stick to it, you know, in a general term, Hesach Hadas. The Beis HaLevi says there's a posik in the Torah that refers to it. The one should not be Messiah Das from Torah. Very interesting. In Parshas Yisroi, there's a posik that says, Ushmartem es brisi. Now what does Ushmartem es brisi mean? The Loshen Shimur. She said, we find in Kamei Gemoras concerning Truma v'Kodeshim. There's a posik Mishmeres Terumoisoi. Rashi refers to Tumsochim, the Gemara, and many places. And Mishmeres Terumoisoi is an aloche, which the Gemara explains as meaning, and by Kodeshim as well, the one should not be Messiah Das. The Gemara called it Hesach Hadas. There's even a machloekes in the Gemara in Psochim Lamedalet, whether this Hesach Hadas means not having your thoughts on it, and so forgetting it for a moment. If it puzzles the Tum and the Kodeshim, why? For what reason? So one day the Gemara said, it's a Psulaguf. The Etzem Hesach Hadas is Goyrem a Psul on the Tum and the Kodeshim. Even if Eliyahu Novi will come along, that's the Lord Nagamom Sochim Lamedalet, and he'll tell us that nothing happened in between, it doesn't make a difference. Because you are Messiah Das, that's a psul in the kotchim. Second mandoma, Birchne Reshokish, one of them says, psul tumo. Meaning that kotchim and tumo are more chomo than chulim, to the extent that at the time when you are Messiah Das, might be it came in contact with some tumo, which you're not aware of. But because it's such a holy thing, so we have to be choishes. That might be in the short time that you are Messiah Das, might be something happened in between, which means that might be a sheretz came in contact with it, anything could have happened. So therefore, according to that man, Dominic Gemara says, if Ilyanovi will come and tell us that nothing happened in between, it will remain Torah. That's only the nafkivinah the Gemara makes. But there are these two opinions as to what Hesach Hadas is all about. And I think it has a big shaykhus with Torah as well. So let's go back first to the Beis HaLevi, who says in Parshas Yisro in the Posik, Shmartem es Brisi. So he says, Shmartem es Brisi means you have to guard the Bris HaTorah, which means that the Brisi Yoyim HaMolayim HaTorah. In what way? Not to be Messiah Das. The same as the Gemara Darshans, Mishmeres, to have Ovid Lo Shimur, the same applies to Torah. The Torah wants you to make a Shimur on the Torah and not be Messiah Das. Now the question is, how do we do it? How do we get about it to accomplish this in not to be Messiah Das from Torah? And he especially talks to people who are not immersed in Torah all the time. What are they supposed to do? She gives two answers to it. One answer that he gives is that even when you go out into the world, and it's very appropriate, if a person thinks about all that he's doing in his business affairs, then it should be out pi Torah. Meaning, whatever you do, is it ausgehalten, is it not ausgehalten? Am I getting involved in a shayla of rivers? Or in Noah? Or Tarbis? Or Gezel, or whatever it is? And even with a goy, as the Rambam says in Feresh HaMishnayis in Kedem, even with a goy, you're not supposed to come back kifin and try to swindle in out of something. Am I doing everything up to Torah? So your thoughts are immersed in Torah right through the day, in a practical way. That means your dealing, your dealings, will bear witness in honesty and integrity. But if somebody doesn't deal honestly, then it's not Alpi Torah, versteht sich. But I wish to do Kula Yemes. So if you think about your dealings all the time, so then Alpi Torah, that means you're not being Messiah Taz from Torah. That's what Bisalevi says. Gewaltig. But if somebody goes around his own way and doesn't refer, like one Rofan said, into Samt, every pipigl and every mashu chometz is so concerned, all come to the Rof, what's the psak, and very chomu balem. And in business, frechtenish, this is always gehalten up, because the mishpat is, there everyone becomes his own moire hoiro. And you know what moire hoiro means, I once said? Darf moire hoben von sein hoiro. He becomes his own moire hoiro, Hashem yishmarim. Nobody asks any questions, there are certain people who do. But others take things into their own hands. This is a beferish ha-hesach ha-das from Torah. That's one explanation the Beis HaLevi says. Secondly, he says a person, when he goes out, whatever, wherever he is, in the Shasha B'shuk, his mind should be, he should have a set mind, oi, when can I get back to the Beis HaMedrash? You should do your dealings with a clear mind. Don't start thinking and learning whilst you're doing a deal. It's going to be a difficult one. But you have to have in mind, like Tosfos says in Brochus, the famous Tosfos, why we don't say the Brocha, Birchas HaTorah, we come back at night. If somebody's out during the day doing other things, and he comes back in the Beis HaMedrash to learn, it's a Hesach HaDas. He should have to make another Brocha at night. So Tosfos says every Yid is set, he has a set mind to think all the time, when can I get back to the Beis HaMedrash? And therefore it's not a Hesach HaDas. In other words, he should find that his place is in the Beis HaMedrash. What he's doing is, he has to make a living. Over my mokim is the Beis HaMedrash. And I want to get back to my kvius mokim. That's another way of not having Esther Hadas. I want to tell you an interesting pshat I had in a chazal, in Parshat Bechikoyse, which I think is even Emes. Korav Lemes Sholia. There's a famous chazal on the posik, in Bechikoyse Telechun, it says like this. The posik says in Tehillim Kakuf Yutes, Chishavti drochoi, David HaMelech says, I pondered, is that the one in English? I pondered over my ways, I thought about, Voshivo raglai el edwisecho. Zong de chazal azoi, that David HaMelech, every day, when he had to get busy with his, you know, he had a kingdom, he had to take care of things, Betoiras Melech, said, I thought to myself, Lemokim ploini ani hoilech, Ledire ploinis ani hoilech, I had in mind to do certain things, but my feet led me into the Beis HaMedrash. Now, how do you understand such a chazal? It makes more, Rabbi HaMelech as being one of those iluyim. When he's supposed to do one thing, he suddenly falls into another. I don't think David HaMelech was an ilui. He must have been an ilui. But not an ilui in the sense of the word that his mind is not balanced, as many iluyim are. I think he had a very straightforward approach to things. He didn't get mixed up. I mean, on the way to do something else, he suddenly lands up with him. It doesn't sound right. Perhaps it is a pshat, but it doesn't look it. I have another pshat. If we want to consider ourselves as being me'urev in Beis HaMedrash, we learn in the morning, come in the Beis HaMedrash at night, we have our kriyas, we have our davening and all that, and then we also engage, as we say, in mundane activities through the day. But what am I? I'm doing both things. What am I? Am I a Beis HaMedrash Yid who's working? Or am I a workman who comes into the Beis HaMedrash occasionally? Or even not occasionally. Who am I? The Teichman of the Mensch Allein. What are you? Are you a Teuredige Mensch who happens to make a living? Which is also a mitzvah? Or am I a worldly man who comes into the Beis HaMedrash? How can you judge yourself? How can you know? So I think the only way you can know it is when a person sometimes goes out of his house without any thought behind it. He doesn't know where he's going. He just suddenly walks out, and he didn't put any thought into it, and suddenly he sees he lands up in a certain place. Now, it all depends. If he lands up in the Beis HaMedrash, it takes him along here, if you belong to this Beis HaMedrash, without thinking, suddenly he walks, and automatically his feet lead him into the Beis HaMedrash, that means he's a Beis HaMedrash Yid, who happens to be making a living. But on the other hand, if going out of it, he suddenly lands up in his office and all his papers and all that, that means he belongs there, but he just comes into the Beis HaMedrash sometimes. If you're masking to that, I can go to say Pshat and Chazal. So you can't argue on that as well. It is Emes. And I think the Pshat and the Chazal is like this. Bechol Yoim, David HaMelech wanted to test himself. He was preoccupied mit Teure. He learned Teure right through the night, with Shiritz and his Bochus, Halochi Kemoise Bechol Mokim. He was oisik retired ishole bailo, the gemorim brochus. He was kuloi teure. But he was also oisik preoccupied with his kingdom, and he had to do many things that his duties demanded. He wanted to know what is he. He thought to himself like this. Bechol yoim v'yoim, ho yisim echashev, meaning that whenever I had to do anything as a king for my kingly duty, royal duties, I had to think first. It didn't go automatically. Bechol yoim v'yoim, ho yisim echashev, I had to think first before I landed up there. It didn't go automatically. But when I went without thought, raglai v'nichoiz, that was to the bishamad. Oh, to the melech gesagt, he had that type of chazal. I say, good. I have to say it on myself. But in the Meiser, his feet led him automatically, subconsciously, without putting any thought into it. That's a simon of a smadrush yid. That type of yid is talking about Mesiach Das. This is the choice. So, took me in the middle, but I'll do my best. I started late as well, it's my problem. So the Maser Raglai Melichas Oisil Vesamedrish. This is Esra Das that we should not have. So God should help us, put it close to it, that we should be Zoiche. Not in the Madrigal of Eliashiv, Chusa Yogin Oleinu, but at least in our little way, to keep our contact with Torah right through the day and the night, to do things Alpi Torah to our business, to have our mind set, to feel comfortable, to be a Vesamedrish Yid, and we should be zoicher to be able to recover that Torah in its proper way. Thank you for reminding me. I got this home to my dad.